This is HPR episode 2450 entitled, Android Audio with Viper for Android and Magic. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 10 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I go over some ways to help manage audio with Android.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Robert McCurry with another episode of Packer Public Radio. So I wanted to go over another little Android rabbit hole I've been down recently around Android and audio. So the reason I kind of started this whole endeavor is because I purchased a headset or a Sony earbuds that have dual drivers. And I think the sound coming out of my Sony, I have a Sony Compact Z5, and I think the sound coming out of there is kind of weak. And then on top of that, the dual driver basically means that you have two speakers essentially to drive the audio then instead of one. So meaning that you kind of need a little bit more power to drive the dual drivers or ones that have three drivers than a traditional pair of headphones that only have one driver. So you get a little bit better sound quality with two, and of course there's ones out there with three, and then you get full-blown monitors and all that stuff. So that's what it all ended up as, is I had some nice Sony headphones, but they weren't pushing out enough power or had the right sound to them. So I wanted to look for some ways that I could manage my sound. Now the default sound management stuff for my Android device never worked at all for my original build, and also I have had since applied newer builds, Marshmallow, etc., and it has also not worked or been spotty. So I actually looked at an application called Viper for Android. That's Viper and then the number sign 4 and then Android. So this is a root application that needs root, and it somehow hijacks the audio and installs, I think, its own type of drivers. There used to be another application that I used for this same type of setup, but it basically, I think, has its own drivers. The reason I didn't use it is because it requires root, and the root methods that I have were still detectable by the Good Enterprises client, so I'm not using those types of applications. So with that said, even if you install this Viper for Android as a system application, it still asks for root, which doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. I'm not 100% familiar on how applications request access, but it's still, even as a system application, it still asks for root, even though it has root, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So anyways, I found out that there's a new kind of root tool called Magisk, M-A-G-I-S-K. That's kind of the new hotness in the root world. It's kind of a better, supposedly seamless interface, whatever, new hotness. And I was hoping maybe that might be obfuscation enough to hide from Good for Enterprises. I think kind of the whole approach is that it's modular in nature. So instead of having something like the exposed framework, which is kind of, I think, one of those projects that's not going to go past, or it's not going to support Marshmallow or any of the new architecture stuff. So I think the answer to that is this type of root tool, where you can get the Viper for Android has a a Magisk form of its install, its binary install or whatever. So you got two different methods to install it, the traditional method, and then you have this just Magisk method where it's kind of a module, I think. Excuse me. It's very early in the morning here, so I drove in, so I've got some time to record some audio. So anyways, so I began to experiment and realized that did work for me, but again, I had issues with the good client, so I would essentially have to find a way to bypass the good client or find some kind of plugin that would hide root from my system, and most of the traditional anti-root checkers didn't work in this specific case. I had some exposed modules that would actually work for older versions of good, but none of the new hotness. So anyways, around audio and in Android audio, you want to get a nice pair of headphones or earbuds. I'm an earbuds type of guy. You can actually mix custom earplugs that it's a silicone, like a silicone mix, or a what I call it, there's another word for it, but I think it's a silicone mix where you order these two. It comes in a set. It comes with two different types of essentially plastics. You mix it together, and you can Google this. It's like how to make your own custom earbuds. So mix it together, and then you shove it in your ear, and then you shove the earbuds in your ears. And you might have to buy a couple of sets, but shove them in your ears, let them sit and set with your mouth open. And there's videos online how to do when they do the audio setup custom earbuds. They'll have a kind of like a, I don't know, the width of a spoon almost inside of your mouth to keep your mouth open, because there's a little bit better seal when your mouth is open than when it closes. So when you close your mouth, you'll have a better seal once it's all set. Anyways, so you can have that custom earbud feel, like a $300 earbud feel for, you know, $100, $200, however much you want to spend on the earbuds. But these particular ones, these are the Sony dual drivers, whatever the X2s or whatever. They don't particularly, there's not enough room there to put the plastic or the silicone in my ear. So you just end up with like a piece of plastic that falls out of your ear. So they don't really set in there very well. You can actually take the original earbud rubber part off and shove it in there, and that will be your set. Instead of having the rubber in there, obviously you want to just have the actual earbud itself. And again, the tutorials and screenshots and Hackaday online and all will tell you how to do all that stuff, right? But went through that whole process with these, didn't work. So I went back to the original, the stock earbuds. And I still kind of have issues with them falling out, because your ears aren't exactly all perfectly shaped the same way on both sides. So I still have issues with that. But what I will say is that I will kind of actually essentially just kind of gave up. I was never able to get my audio to be loud enough in some cases. With other players, I think D-Sub might actually let me manipulate the audio and EQ it, but it would seem to only work some of the times, and it would only seem to work temporarily, and then sometimes something else would take it over, and it would actually be quieter than it was if you had not applied the EQ. So there's definitely something going on with the audio setup of this particular phone. And sometimes there's actually root methods to gain control. So it's a little bit like the Viper for Android, but you'll end up with a custom patch or like a update.zip that you apply to your specific phone and build sometimes even, and it will kind of update the drivers or force the audio to be louder than it really is or really should be. So Sony has, you know, a big stench on this particular type of phone where they keep the audio pretty quiet. So I do believe that this phone still has the ability to push the right amount of power without losing a whole lot of loss or fidelity, but I had to find some kind of patch or something for the drivers or the EQ or the mixer, within the app because the mixer is not even working at all. So anyways, I just wanted to dump my experiences out there with Android and audio and having dual drivers. If you're not super audiophile, I would kind of shy away from dual driver headphones unless you can have a, make sure that you have plenty of power to push them. And also you have a good EQ on the other end. They have FLAC players that are ridiculously expensive you can buy. There's also amped drivers. So you can get straight up a portable battery powered amp for your headphones that actually has tubes, real tubes in it, not just fake lamps or lights in it, that actually has real tubes in it, and you can drive your headphones that way. So you're walking around with a, you know, $800 phone and a $300 driver and, you know, $300 headphones, and, you know, you're walking around with, you know, $1,500 worth of audio equipment just to listen to your podcast. It's probably not the best of ideas, but if you're an audiophile, you definitely want to look into the actually tube-based amp drivers if you want to go all off the deep end. But anyways, I hope that helps somebody else, and if you can contribute to an episode, just spend some time in the car if you have to. Doesn't have to be perfect quality, and contribute to Agri Public Radio. Have a great.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.